Yo! What's up, everybody? Logan Cruz here, your everyday dose of Spartan mindset fuel. Now, I know what you're thinking, patients. In this crazy world, are you serious? Listen, I get it. It feels like everyone's on fast forward, constantly pushing, always chasing the next thing. But trust me, my friends, there's power in slowing down, tapping into that inner stillness and cultivating a little bit of patience and understanding, not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, okay? We're talking about practical strategies, real-life hacks to navigate this chaotic world with a little more grace and a whole lot more inner peace. And hey, even Spartans had moments of quiet contemplation, right? So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of self-reflection, the key to unlocking patience and understanding. All right, five things you need to know about cultivating patience and understanding through self-reflection. Number one, listen up. Self-reflection isn't just some fancy word for staring at your navel. It's about actively checking in with yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your motivations. Ever felt like you're on autopilot? You know that feeling, when you react without thinking, snapping at someone or getting caught in a spiral of negativity. That's when self-reflection steps in. It helps us catch ourselves before we go full meltdown mode. Think of it as your own personal reality check. Number two, embrace the power of why. Before you react to something, ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Dig deep. Explore the root cause. Are you stressed? Frustrated? Scared? Understanding your emotions is the first step towards managing them effectively. It's like taking apart a machine. If you don't know how it works, you can't fix it, right? Number three, practice active listening. I'm not just talking about hearing words. I'm talking about truly understanding what someone is saying, their message, their tone, their body language. Sometimes the most insightful conversations happen when we listen more than we speak. It takes conscious effort, but trust me, it's worth it. You'll build stronger connections and develop a deeper understanding of the world around you. Number four, cultivate empathy. Step into someone else's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, it just means widening your lens of understanding. A little empathy goes a long way in building bridges and breaking down barriers. And finally, number five, be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about showing up for yourself, even when you don't feel like it, and continually striving to be better. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, thoughts spiraling out of control. Frustration takes over. But wait. Before you start honking your horn and giving the other drivers the side eye, take a deep breath, pause for a second, and ask yourself, why am I feeling so agitated? Maybe you're stressed about the meeting, maybe you're tired, or maybe you just need a caffeine fix. By acknowledging your feelings instead of reacting impulsively, you can choose a more constructive response. Maybe you listen to some calming music, take a few deep breaths, or even use that time to brainstorm solutions for your upcoming presentation. See? Self-reflection in action. It's about turning those moments of frustration into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, the big takeaways here. Self-reflection is your secret weapon against stress and negativity. It's about actively listening to yourself and others, understanding your motivations, and practicing empathy. Remember, patience isn't weakness, it's a superpower. The ability to navigate life with grace and intentionality. Now go out there, reflect, understand, and dominate. Hey, Spartans, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to patients? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Spartan Mindset, new episodes daily, because life's too short for boring conversations. Until next time, train savage, live free, dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.